Melissa in the Morning talks with career strategist and workplace expert Julie Bauke. It's Julie on the Job. Now on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
A new report highlights workplace distractions. Research from workplace and productivity analytics platform Insightful shows the top two distractions for people in the workplace are actually coworkers. 71% of people in this survey showing coworkers are their biggest distraction, followed by, you guessed it, the smartphone notifications with 62%. And there were 1,200 U.S. employees and employers who were involved in this recent study done by Insightful. So the question is, how do you keep workplace distractions from derailing your career? That's why we have our career strategist, Julie Bauke, here to talk about this. Hey, Julie.
Hey, yeah, this is obviously a problem. Even when you see schools now, a lot of them are trying the experiment to take phones away from kids during the day to lock them in pouches until the school day's over. We are so, and when I say we, I do put myself in this category. We're so addicted to the notification, whether it's a ding or a ring that says, oh, somebody wants to talk to me, that it distracts not only from good focus time at work, but also, I would argue, in our personal relationships as well. So it's a big problem all the way around. And it was, of course, made worse during COVID when all these new tools and ways to connect and keep up with you and find you were developed because they needed to be during that time. But most of us are still pretty much like rats waiting for pellets to be dispensed.
I mean, what's interesting about this one, Julie, is certainly the smartphone is really no-brainer. But what I thought is the number one spot were coworkers. And
yes.
And what I find interesting about that is so many places of work, they've gone either virtual or they've gone to a hybrid model. And so I'm surprised that, even years after the pandemic and we've seen such a shift in the workplace, a lot of people aren't going to the office, or if they are, it's really more of like a check-in or for meetings or whatever. It's not this, 40 hours a week in the office for not all, but a lot of different workplaces. I'm surprised it came out that high, because I'd imagine it's more of a distraction when you are in the office. Now, this is something I could take ownership of. When you're in the office and you are distracted by coworkers, that happens to me not so much during my show, but before and after my show. Absolutely. I am so guilty of being distracted or being like, oh man, I was supposed to clock out 20 minutes ago, but I got stuck. I don't even say stuck. I enjoy talking to some of my colleagues, but it was unnecessary, to put it simply. I'm surprised that it was still the number one distraction when not as many people are going to the office as we saw even 4 years ago.
Yeah, and I think that can also be coworkers distracting you via technology too, because I saw that too. But most of us are old enough to remember back when corporations decided that cubicle farming was the best way to gather people, and how many memes, how many stories, how many times have we experienced someone hanging over your cubicle to talk to you about, did you see the game last night?
Right.
What'd you think of that meeting? Hey, I haven't seen you since you got back from vacation. How was vacation? And it just, we've talked before about the boundarylessness of work and the rest of our lives. And this is a consequence of that. We can't focus anywhere, work or home, most of us, many of us.
Yeah, I mean, I could certainly say, as I mentioned, I mean, listen, we're creatures of habit. I mean, we were literally made to socialize. So it's not to point the finger at anybody, and it's not to say that you're alone in this category of being distracted because of, like I said, these are the top two, but there are certainly many other distractions that you could find in the workplace. It's not to shame anybody, because I think if we're being honest, the average person probably does struggle with one, if not both, of these things. So the question then becomes, how do you keep workplace distractions at bay? Certainly keep them from derailing your career. So how do we keep workplace distractions like our coworkers or even the smartphone notifications from derailing our career? We have our career strategist, Julie Bauke, here with us to give us some advice on this. What do we do, Julie? What do you suggest?
First thing we have to realize is we're not going to change. the way that things are. So I will be really honest here. I have a really hard time sitting watching a 90-minute movie like on Netflix or something. And I saw something one time. They said Netflix needs a list of recommendations of movies that you can watch while scrolling. And I'm like, yeah, that's kind of where we are. We always have to be doing something else. So the first thing you have to do, if you're a leader of people, you need to have boundaries for yourself so your people feel free setting boundaries. Things like, look, I may send you an email after 5 or 6 o'clock, but I do not expect that you respond until the next day, because we get so like Pavlov's dog that when there's a ding and it's our leader, especially, like, oh, I've got to respond or he's not going to think I'm serious. And then we're like, oh, I wonder if that was what he wanted. And then we ruined our time, our alone time, our time with our family and friends. And so as a leader, set those boundaries and say, even though I reach out to you, I will not reach out to you unless it's an absolute emergency. But when I do, it just means that was a good time for me to reach out, but I don't expect you to respond. And then you've got to role model boundaries, and you've got to role model the importance and the acceptability of setting some time to think, to work on projects, to be creative, to not get our train of thought. And so if you have access to your people's calendars, if they've got two to four set out to work on a project, don't just go, oh, well, you know, I can override that, and override it. This is more important than whatever she's working on. I think she's just screwing off. And so we've got to really honor and accept and validate the time that especially introverts need to think in order to do a better job. Mm. And then in order to do their work. I mean, extroverts can like, hey, what do you think? You know, and we interrupt people and, you know, hey, help me think through this. Or introverts, they need think time. And then as an individual, figure out what you need. Are you in a role where can you set up emergency alerts on your phone so it's only certain people who can contact you? Can you have at home, can you have a no phone zone, like a period of time in which no one's touching their phones? You know, this has engulfed our lives in a way that is just, I mean, you think of distracted driving and texting and people walking down the street yeah. looking at their phones and, you know, it's just, it's gone overboard. And believe me, I am speaking to myself when I say this because I'm as bad as anybody. But sometimes, especially when it comes to work, you know, what is it going to take for you to do the best job possible? And 92% of managers responding to this survey said that they think, 92% said that they think it is a huge problem. It's distracting from productivity, and 50% of managers believe that they are losing 6 to 15 hours a week in productivity from people.
That's crazy.
Because of being distracted.
Wow.
Yeah, and then manage yourself too, people. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, when you reach out to somebody about something and they don't respond in 10 minutes, don't start reaching out to them in other ways. I mean, we have to respect the fact that not everybody is or should be tethered to their phone and you're going to get an automatic response. So I think we've got to, the best thing you can do really here is manage yourself, because you're not going to change the world around you.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I think it's also, like you said, getting honest with ourselves, Julie. I think it's recognizing that. It's interesting, you know, just to give kind of an example, I felt like in the beginning of this year, there's been a lot of great growth for WICC, and specifically in the morning show, we've seen unbelievable popularity. In fact, you know, our ratings, I haven't really shared this actually with our listeners, but WICC, the morning show now, is a top 3 morning show across all demographics in Connecticut, which is really awesome.
Wow.
In radio. Yeah,
great.
It's very, very cool. And honestly, that's thanks to people like you who have been dedicated to the show for a long time. But with popularity, right, comes more players who now are helping with the show, trying to grow the success, all of that. And I noticed that in the last 6 months, I feel like I'm sitting back and I'm going, man, why do I feel like I'm at work longer? Why do I feel like I'm really struggling? And what's interesting is certainly, you know, the workload is certainly a little bit more, but it actually, when you take a step back, part of the reason I've been at work longer is because I'm talking to more people than I really was before. And those conversations are not 2 minute, hey, can you give me an update, whatever. I like to call myself a very extroverted introvert. When I'm at work, you're going to get the best of me. When I'm at home, I'm an introvert. So when I'm here, you know, I'm never having 2 minute conversations. It's very much 15 to 20 minute conversations. Multiply that by five or six people. Yep. All of a sudden you're here for two more hours. So, you know, when you take a step back and you take ownership of that, you know, in the last month, what a tremendous difference when you can recognize, hey, why do I feel like these areas I'm struggling in with work? And you take accountability and say, hey, actually, it's probably because I'm too distracted. Even if it's not a bad distraction per se, you know, connecting with colleagues, that's a really great thing. But there's no reason you can't take it out of the office, do it on your own time, maybe, you know, things like that, like adjusting. So I think even just accountability is one of the first things that I personally can admit to needing to do to make that a lot better for myself.
Yep. It's really smart to check in with yourself every once in a while. And, you know, how are the different parts of my life working? What can I personally control? Because there is no boundary, it seems, between work and the rest of our lives now.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you make a positive or negative change, when you make a change in any of those areas, it absolutely has a ripple effect on the rest of your life.
Yeah. It does. It really does. It really does. So I think this is a great conversation. Again, it's not to shame people. It's really to recognize where this is probably something that if people are being honest, everyone kind of struggles with, some more than others. But it's something to really take accountability, look at it and see if there are things you could adjust and ways to do that. And Julie, we so appreciate you highlighting it on the show this morning. Super helpful.
Quit walking around bothering people, Melissa.
I try. I'm trying not to. I've gotten a lot better in the last month than I could say I did 5 months prior. So I'm working on it, Julie. I'm a work in progress. Why do you think
you are?
Coming on?
God love you. Lots of time here for you, girl.
I love this woman. I tell you, this is why she can't go away. I mean, that's why you're here on a weekly basis, Julie. You haven't figured that out yet? Come on. I just use my show for a front. This is free therapy for me. Come on now.
This is just right. Just for free career therapy.
Exactly.
Love it.
Listen, but now I've told you and now I'm going to lose you. No, don't, Julie. We'd be lost without you. And we so appreciate you here on WICC. Thank you so much.
Have a great week. Talk to you next week.
You too. Sounds good.